And welcome to another installment of Mercenary Musings Radio, an exclusive audio service presenting views and insight from the mercenary geologist himself, Mickey Fulp. And Mickey, with this show, we're going to break your grumpy streak, if I can call it that. We're going to talk about a metal. We're going to talk about a metal that you actually like.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And it's good to be kicking in on an optimistic note here in the middle of this summer.
Okay, we are going to be focusing on gold, and here is the scorecard on bullion. Just past the halfway mark in 2010, gold year-to-date, up about 10% or so. Before we discuss the price movement in depth, Mickey, recap for us how the financial markets have traded in the first half of the year. You know, the summer doldrums with low volumes may be settling in right now, but boy, oh boy, getting to this point has been quite the ride, hasn't it?
It certainly has. You know, we were really bullish from the first of the year until the late spring, and the market looked very overbought to me at that point. So I came in early to mid-May and reduced positions because I just didn't feel comfortable. And I got lucky enough because then we had the so-called flash crash, and then right after that, we had the European debt crisis, which I like to call a six-day war. If you look, it was a six-day of just turmoil in the markets.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we've had this fear in the market, a repeat of perhaps what happened in mid to late 2008. Now, over the last month or so, we've been hit by the summer doldrums with very low volumes, not only in all the markets, but especially in the junior resource sector.
Okay, you mentioned fear in the market. Is there a lot of fear in the market today, do you think? And is fear one of the main factors in moving the markets?
Well, most definitely. Fear and greed are what moves markets. We all know that. It's been pounded into us by many analysts. I think the financial markets are still kind of have a hangover from the second half of 2008. You know, that was such a traumatic experience in the market that most people had never experienced. Certainly our generation hadn't.
Mm-hmm.
So what you see are blips on the radar screen, for instance, the so-called Dubai crisis, which passed in about a week. Now, the Greek crisis was a little bit more serious because there is very fundamental problems with the European Union and the debt over there. But, you know, we basically, it just takes a little perturbation and the markets seem to go into panic. And, you know, I started thinking about this. Now, you and I are both products of the 70s, and I thought about a book that was written in 1970, kind of a seminal piece by Alvin Toffler, a futurist called Future Shock. And he talks about tech change and society and how society is getting to the point that they can't assimilate fast enough. And kind of a mantra from that book was too much change in too short a period of time. And I think that we see that in the markets now because 70% of the market is actually programmed trading, which is essentially computers front running retail lay investors. So all in all, I think this leads to unsettled, nervous markets. And then on top of that, now we have the summer doldrums with low volumes.
Okay, well, let's have your assessment of how gold has traded through all of what you've just mentioned, which really dominated the headlines for the first 6 months of the year. As mentioned, it's up about 10% year to date. What is your assessment of bullion's performance so far for 2010?
Well, during the boisterous times of this market, gold was very much range bound, and it very much correlated with the market from early January to late April. We saw gold in trading a very narrow range, or a 10% range, let's say, from 1,060 to 1,160 an ounce. And then we had turmoil in the markets in, say, early May with a flash crash mm-hmm. to late June. And so we saw that range expand from about 1,185 to 1,260. Now that this crisis is abated, or the media has led us to believe this European crisis has abated, we see gold off 4 to 5%.
Okay, well, gold futures on the COMEX did hit a record high of $1,266.50 an ounce in U.S. funds June 21st. But we can't forget, Mickey, that bullion has also hit record highs last month when priced in euros, British sterling, and Swiss francs. At the same time, I'm wondering is there some seasonality factor priced into what we have seen in gold? Can you talk to us about the seasonality movement in bullion?
Sure. Most definitely there's seasonality in the gold market, especially in the bull market from, say, 2001 to 2009, which we all tend to concentrate on, because there was no gold market before then for quite a number of years. But generally what you see is you see price highs in the early spring and in the fall. And those can be pretty much correlated to physical demand, swings in physical demand, with lows generally in January and July and August. So what we see are holiday buying seasons in India and the Middle East and now China in the spring and especially in the fall. So physical demand is high, therefore the gold price tends to be higher. And then this time of year, in July and August, actually starting in late June and going into September, you have the summer monsoon in India. Now, India is historically the greatest physical buyer, importer of gold. So what happens is Indian farmers are trading in all their gold for seed and fertilizer, so they're starting their planting season. So yes, there is definitely a seasonality in the gold price.
Okay, well, if there's seasonality in the gold price, and you had mentioned that July is often a kind of a low point between the spring and the fall, you know, we're not that far off the record high for gold right now. So what should we expect come fall? Are you betting on an upswing in the price of gold, and is now a good time to buy gold, you think?
Well, I'd have to say that this seasonality is strongly influenced by the economy and the markets and geopolitics. So we have these underlying supply-demand equations for gold, but they can be very much modified by what goes on in world markets and the geopolitical situation in the world. I would say that right now is a good time to buy gold. I generally buy gold in the summertime when it's at a seasonal low.
Okay, what about speculation in the marketplace? You know, there's been a lot of talk about speculation in the commodities trade particularly. How much of that do you think has taken place in the gold market, and has it had much of an impact on the price of gold? And I guess really what I'm referring to in this question too is how much of an influence have hedge funds had in moving bullion?
Well, I think they've had a disproportionate influence, a big influence. Hedge funds and institutions and investors have piled into the ETFs this year especially, and that happened very much so during the nervous markets of May and June. Now that we have more stability in the market and the world situation, there's less demand as a safe haven. So that's what I attribute the spot price being down about 5% now from the high, the all-time highs. You know, gold is very much driven by the speculative market, and I pay attention to that. So I've looked at the open interest is very much down on the COMEX now, not only net long positions, but something that some of the analysts watch very closely. For instance, Gene Ahrensberg of Got Gold Report, and that's a long commercial net shorts, and they're also down. So what I see with all this hedge fund buying, and there has been tremendous amounts. For instance, Paulson, the Paulson Fund has bought something on the order of $3.4 billion of the gold ETF. I see all this now with the current market situation as basically being neutral for gold in the short term.
What about gold ETFs as an investment play? Is that where smart money goes? If you want to get into bullion, you want gold exposure, should you be buying a gold ETF?
Well, personally, I think not. This is paper gold. And the reasons to own gold are, in my mind, to own physical bullion. They hold so-called allocated assets. Well, that's just another way to say they're leveraged. So essentially what an ETF is, it's a fractional banking system. It functions on leverage, and so if you read the fine print, for instance, GLD, you go in and read the fine print, and there's a clause in there that says they can redeem, if you try to redeem your gold out of that, they have the option of paying you in a fiat currency. So to me, that absolutely defeats the purpose of owning gold.
Okay, and what do you think is the main purpose for owning gold? Is it a hedge against inflation? Is it just protection against general market and economic turmoil? What would you say is the main factor here?
Well, those two things are very important. It retains its purchasing power. I do not consider gold an investment, and I do not consider it a speculation. It's been historically a very bad investment. Now, people that play the futures market can make money as a speculation in gold, but to me, it's a safe haven. It's an insurance policy. It's the portion of your net assets, and you can pick a number, 10% or 20%.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly have 10% at all times, sometimes higher, should be in gold. It ensures the financial security for you and yours ad infinitum. And with seasonality in the price curve, which we just spoke about, I always consider July and August to be a good time to buy gold. If you look at the charts, you buy gold at its lows, and July and August is certainly a good time. Another good time is in January,
mm-hmm.
and that's an opportunity for people that go to the investment conferences because the placer miners are coming out of Alaska and the Yukon at the time. You can always buy nugget gold during that period of time.
Okay, and that's the Mickey Fulp skinny on gold. Next time out, Mickey, what do you want to focus on?
Well, I think it's time to revisit the copper market, another metal that I very much like. It's giving some very mixed signals lately about the economy, so we're going to have Dr. Copper make a house call to Mercenary Musings Radio.
Okay, well, ended on that note. Mickey, look forward to our chat. We'll connect in a couple of weeks.
Thanks a lot, Rob.
And that's Mickey Fulp, the Mercenary Geologist. You can find him on the web at mercenarygeologist.com. I'm Robert Graham at Mercenary Musings Radio. Thanks for listening.